I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on William Clapham, C-L-A-P-H-A-M. Address is 3004 Sandy Drive, Chico, California, 95973-0455. Date of birth is 2/10/1956. ID, leave a blank. Phone 530-321-2917. Cell 530-966-7496. It's addressed to Dr. Vimley Paul, P-A-U-L-M-D, with a carbon copy to Michael Baugus, B-A-U-G-U-E-S-S-P-A. Orville Family Health Center, 2800 Lincoln Street, Orville, California, 95966, phone 530-534-7500, fax 530-534-0210. Dr. Paul's address is 'Dr. Vimley Paul, M.D.' Below that, internal medicine. Below that, it should say North Valley Internal Medicine, 85 Declaration Drive, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-894-6600. Her fax number is 530-894-1321. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation and consideration for degenerative dementia, subparagraph, current treatment with rivastigmine and memantine with some benefit. Dear Dr. Paul and Michael Baugus, William Clapham was seen today for reevaluation, accompanied by family and by his daughter by cell phone reevaluation. New paragraph, Michael, as you may remember, presents with a clinical history of being treated for HIV disease. New paragraph, he has completed MR brain imaging, possibly at Orville Hospital. However, I don't have that report. New paragraph, he has a history of treated hypertension. New paragraph, the additional important history today is that he has an ongoing history of substance abuse with both amphetamines and marijuana. New paragraph, he has been sober by his daughter's report for the last 3 weeks, experiencing an improvement in his cognitive and emotional function. A new paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and the risk factors for degenerative brain disease with dementia, we will obtain MR imaging results for review in consideration of adjustment of his treatment regimen. New paragraph. He will need to complete the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health, and I will test him for cognitive impairment by standard measures. New paragraph. His medications will need to be continued. New paragraph. At this time, my recommendations would be the following. Number one, psychiatric referral for further evaluation and management and treatment of the psychiatric aspects of his clinical symptoms of substance abuse. Number two, referral for substance abuse evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. It is not entirely clear that he is able to discontinue his amphetamine and marijuana utilization, which would be paramount in consideration for improvement in his clinical mental function. New paragraph. I'll see him for evaluation in 3 or 4 months, hopefully as he moves forward in the process of further care and treatment, and then sign with my professional signature.